This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Now it is time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us today?
This is called the shoplifter. The shoplifter. This is called the shoplifter. All right.
So
all
they you call guys them are boosters now.
Booster?
Uh-huh.
That's what they
Don't
call
Don't ask me how I know that. I just know.
Well, apparently you're educated on it. This is the shoplifter slash booster. All right. We'll figure out which one it is in a minute. Here we go. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach a Tanya, please.
This is she.
Hi, Tanya. My name is Daniel. I'm the head of store security here at your job.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to see, I know today's your day off. I'm looking at the schedule here. It seems that you don't come back in until Saturday. I'm trying to see if it's possible I can get you to come to the store. There's a bit of a situation I want to discuss with you. There's about $1,800 worth of merchandise missing from the store.
What?
Yeah, it's about $1,800 worth of merchandise, and we definitely know that this is a in-house situation. This is not someone walking in shoplifting. This is definitely an in-house situation with employees who have evidently been shoplifting from the store, taking things, and we want to get down to the roots of the problem.
Okay, so what you calling me for?
Well, ma'am, it's been brought to my attention that there's a possibility that you may be... part of this situation and
part of the situation. I ain't no thief. I don't steal. You don't call my house accusing me of stealing. I ain't stole nothing from nobody.
Okay, well, hang on, man. What I'm trying to do is just trying to
hang on my. You trying to say I done stole something and I ain't stole the thing?
Okay, wait just a second. Now, here, do you have a sister named Cynthia?
Yeah. What about her?
Well, now it seems that here on some of the footage that we have on camera. That it's a possibility that it seems like your sister's actually wearing some of the merchandise that we sell here in the store.
And okay, just because she wears something that we sell in the store don't mean that I stole it.
Well, we don't see where she's at. I've backed the footage up as far as I could. I don't see any footage of where she purchased this particular merchandise. And my assumption is maybe you gave it to her.
I gave her And just because you don't see where somebody purchased it don't mean that it's been stolen.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to just get to the chase of this, Tanya. What I'm going to have to do is this. If I can't get you to come to the store, ma'am, and matter of fact, here's another question for you before I go any further. You have children at all, Tanya?
Yeah, I got children. Why?
Is it possible? Because I'm missing a lot of baby merchandise as well. And
you know what? You know what? You really cruising for an this morning, okay? Because you don't call somebody on their off day accusing them of stealing.
Okay, here's what I got to do. Are you coming into the office so I can talk with you?
I'm not coming nowhere on my off day.
Well, then what's going to happen, Miss Tanya, is I'm going to have to actually come to your home, check your closet. I'm going to have to check your kids and see
you
if they're
do what?
Check and see if they're wearing merchandise that comes from this.
Come to my house if you want to, and they gonna take your ass up out of here in a body bag.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said. You heard what I said. You don't call nobody. I bust my ass at that store. I bust my ass at that store. You understand me? I work hard for y'all, okay?
You've been busting.
You call here accusing me of stealing. I ain't stole from nobody. I don't have to steal. That's why I work all day. You understand me?
I think you've been busting your butt taking stuff is what you've been doing.
From nobody. You understand me? I do not steal.
I'm going to come over there. I'm checking your closets.
Things, but it ain't no thief. You understand?
And I'm checking your babies as well. And I'm making...
You check my babies and see what happens. You put your hands on any damn thing in here and see what happens. Okay?
I don't want to have to drag your butt.
Come over here. You going to drag somebody? Oh, now you threatening me?
I don't want to drag you out of your house.
Security guard. You a tough security guard. You like your job that much? You willing to die for that? Huh?
Who said anything about me dying?
I did. Come over here, and that's what's going to happen. That's what happens when you with people on their off day, you get hurt, okay? I get a couple of damn days off, and y'all going to call me with this
So are you threatening me now?
I'm threatening you. Didn't you just call and say you was coming over here?
Yes,
bring
I did.
Bring your over here. Bring your Bring your security guard.
I'm on my Let me tell you something.
Okay?
I can have you brought up on charges. You know that?
Bring me up on charges and see what happens.
That's
bring
it.
Me up on charges. See if you get that far.
I'm on my way over there now to check you and your kids. You understand me?
Come over here to check me and my kids and see how they check your up out of here.
Let me tell you something.
You ain't got nothing to tell me. You ain't
Why don't you go ahead and tell me what you took? Maybe I'll go light on you.
I'm stupid or something? You don't sound like a damn fool. Why don't you tell me what you took? I ain't took
I bet you're teaching your little kids over there how to steal too, aren't you?
What? What you teach your little ugly kids?
Hey! Now you will not...
Hey, don't call me with this on my off day.
Let me tell you one more... Are you listening to me? I got one more thing to say to you.
You ain't got nothing else to say to me.
Are you listening?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked from your sister Cynthia.
Okay. So you and that broad want to play games, okay?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all want to play, right? Y'all got jokes. I got a joke for both of y'all, okay? Well, I'm around here taking care of her and all her little ugly kids, and she gonna play with me and my off day. All right.
She told me, she said, that Tommy be pranking people. You can't nobody get me with that old crazy stuff. How come them people don't know somebody calling and tripping with them? She told me you thought you couldn't be God.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Y'all got me. It's all good. Well, I love you. I love you, Nephew Tommy. I got some bug like.
right, let me ask you one more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What? You're going down. I said you're going down.
This is an ignorant show right here.
Girl.
Hey, take what you can, I guess.
Glean from it what you can.
You're going to hell, okay? Lexington, Kentucky, The Fool is coming to town. I will be there March 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Tickets are on sale right now. The Nephew ain't been there in about 7 years, and here I come, ignorant, stupid, crazy, as all get out. Come get all of it. Come get this laughter. Come get this party. Come get this testimony. Come get all of it. It's all wrapped up into one. And you ain't had cancer jokes till you had them from Tommy. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now it's
you
a
got
wow.
To, you got
buy
to laugh.
Buy your tickets, don't steal
you got
them.
To
okay.
Laugh at what I have been through. Laugh to keep from crying, man. What?
I'll stay off the subject. Have you noticed?
Yes. We all do, but everybody but him.
Well, it ain't your subject. I mean, your subject is your back. You got to talk about your back. Huh? You don't talk about what I'm going through. Talk about what you're going through. Talk about your back. As soon as I get one more comma, we're going to quit all this. I'm better look you in the eye in a minute.
So thank you, nephew. Coming up.
Well, I catch somebody still running. I keep telling you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.